are back here on a special edition of Couch Coach Live, our fourth annual Couch Coach Live mock draft. And we're actually, for the first time in the 10-year history of Couch Coach Live, we'll have a full 32-team mock draft. I literally have the best brains in the business that I know, and I'm going to bring in one of the other brains as well. So we'll get it going. So we're going to do full 32 teams. We're going to be pretty much GMs for the night here mocking the NFL draft. So you know, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, the mock is this, the mock is that. Hey, we having fun with it. So, you know, if you say whatever you got to say about the mock, your mama. So we're back. Yeah, so, you know, that's how we had to do it. So, of course, so before we introduce everybody, I got to bring another guy, Cool in the Frame. So, but first, I'm going to start off with our GMs. So I'll go with my boy, but we enemies on the field. But my guy Aaron from Tacos and Touchdown. What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. I appreciate you having me on this show. I can't wait to do this draft. And I appreciate you letting me pick my team because we're gonna cook something up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody, that's the beauty about it. Everybody got teams. Of course, you represent the Dallas Cowboys and a couple other picks. And then next to Aaron, I got JordanSportsScoop.com. Pretty much Denver Broncos through and throughout, win, lose, and draw. This man is here, even in defeats. He comes on and tell like it is about the Denver Broncos. What's going on, Jordan?
Not much, man. Hey, I traded a Wilson for a Wilson. I mean, one was better than the other, so at least I have a quarterback. That's all I can say. His last name is Wilson. I wanted the other Wilson that we traded to, what was it, Pittsburgh. So he could go to Pittsburgh, and we got Zach Wilson. But hey, you know what? At least we have a quarterback, a veteran. That's all I can say. But yeah, I always like being on here, coaching. It's always fun. Always a good time.
Yeah, and Thursday might be a little bit different. You know, as far as it, you might be getting a quarterback potentially. And you know, and with you, you know, with you, Jordan, you at which guys at 12. You might select a quarterback in this mock draft. So we're going to – so the intrigue will happen, and that's the suspense of it. Look, we got our guy, Tony the Savant, a Green Bay Packers fanatic. What's going on, Tony?
What's going on, big bro? How you doing, gentlemen? Essentially, fellas, I'm just here for you all's draft because we're going to the Super Bowl next year, all right?
Okay.
He's closer than my team, that's for sure.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
And last but definitely not least, our NFC East brethren, I got Cool McCain. What's going on, Cool? Representing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, sir. I have two things I need to say real quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You still don't have a quarterback. Second of all, Tony, you can't go to the Super Bowl because we're going. And if you were in the AFC, you'd have a possibility. Good luck with the try. We may smash you in the championship game, but you ain't going to the Super Bowl. Period. I was humble last year. We ain't doing that no more. The Eagles is doing the thing this year. Let's get it. But I would love to beat you in the NFC Championship game.
Good luck with that.
Let's put it this way, Cole. I'm not as excited for this Wilson as I was for the last Wilson. So, yes, we definitely don't have a quarterback. I agree with you.
And, Tony, I'll talk all this trash and then y'all smash us in the NFC Championship game and I'll be mad at myself.
Oh, yeah. That's how the world is. That's what's going to happen.
I'll say it for you. I'll say it for you. It's all good.
But yeah, so we got a great, great show lined up for you tonight. And our mock draft is powered by SeatGeek. Head over to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code COUCHCOACH to get yourself $20 off your first purchase by using the promo code COUCHCOACH. All right. So, and you know, we're stepping up the graphics a little bit this year. So, Tony, you are on the clock, and we're going to put you on the clock immediately here, and we'll drop that right now. All right. So, and I hate to do this for you, Tony, because obviously we know you're a Green Bay Packers fan. So we but probably the most captain obvious pick of this one is the Chicago Bears. So, with the number one overall pick in the 2024 Couch Coach Live mock draft, the Chicago Bears select. Who you got, Tony?
I'm going to end all the speculation, fellas, all of the media hype. I'm going to go with the highly touted young man from USC, Caleb Williams, and complete the rebuild for my rival. I'm going to complete the rebuild for him.
Correct. Yeah. All right. So. Next up is the Washington Commanders. So I'll make this short, sweet, and to the point. So with the number two overall pick in the Couch Coach Lab NFL mock draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of Louisiana State University. Go Tackles. All right. So coming up with the number three pick, we're ready to get that going now.
The New England Patriots select quarterback Drake May from UNC.
All right. Just keeping it short. For sure.
About controversy there. Hey.
Yeah. Right, coming up now is the Arizona Cardinals.
Sorry, y'all. I'm at work.
Couch Coach Live mock draft. The Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from the Ohio State University. And the Toddler's got somebody to throw the ball to. Let's get it.
All right. Shout out to Kyler Murray. All right. So we got the Los Angeles Chargers. Sorry about that, Jordan. Once again, with your rivalry.
That's all good. You know, Justin Herbert needs another wide receiver to throw to. Of course, Kool McCain took Marvin Harrison. Well, the Chargers are going to take Malik Nabers from LSU, wide receiver.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So, we got here now, we have the New York Giants on the clock here. And let's get that going.
What you thought,
Tony, with the sixth pick, what you got?
Well, I'm scrambling here because I had Nabbers projected, but I'm a ruin. Whoever's at nine, I'm gonna take Rome. I'm gonna take the next big receiver and give Daniel Jones a target over there to see if that helps him on his development.
All right, cool. Okay. All right. So we'll shift forward to the Tennessee Titans and we'll get that going.
So with the Tennessee Titans 7th overall pick, they pick Joe Alt. Left tackle, they need some protection on in that offensive line for them. So I'm going with Joe Alt, Notre Dame.
All right. Who is your pick with the Atlanta Falcons, 8th overall? What you got?
My bad, I was talking and I had myself muted. So, yeah, with the 8th overall pick, the Atlanta Falcons are going to pick Latu, the edge defender. I forget what college he's from. I didn't write the college down for him.
But UCLA, I think. Yes, he's a UCLA guy. Oh, see, there I go. Yeah, UCLA. Oh, and then my camera want to mess up.
And you live. You know what happens when you live, bro.
Everything goes wrong, right?
Everything.
Oh, let me fix that real quick. Let me stop my camera and get that going. Okay, so I think we are all set now. All right, so yeah, we're good now. All right. All right, so we got the number 9th pick for the Chicago Bears, which that is me, so I'll keep that going. The 9th overall pick, the Chicago Bears select Jared Verse, defensive edge from Florida State University. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. All right. So now we'll shift our focus to the New York Jets. So we got that here, and we'll step forward.
There's a lot the Jets could really use. You know what? I'm going to give them a tight end. We're going to go Brock Bowers from Georgia.
Okay. All right. Aaron Rodgers will get a nice prime target. And, you know, coupled with everything he got going on now. So, you know, a great deal for him and the New York Jets. And, you know, as they try to pursue – you know, postseason aspirations at this point. All right. So our next pick is going to be the Minnesota Vikings. We'll cue that up.
So the rumors are true. With the 11th overall pick, the Minnesota Vikings draft J.J. McCarthy, Michigan quarterback.
Ooh, okay. I was wondering where J.J. McCarthy was going to go.
What doing?
All right. So next we have is the Denver Broncos.
As we all know, the Broncos, you know, that they have so many problems. We saw it last year. And they could easily go, you know, the edge rush from Dallas Turner. They could go quarterback Quentin Mitchell, but that all depends on if they get rid of Patrick Surtain. I'm going to do the obvious choice, and I'm going to give him a quarterback because we need a young quarterback. I'm going to go with the quarterback from Oregon, Bo Nix.
Yes. Yes, that's it. I knew you were going to get a quarterback. I knew. I called it. But, yep, I'm glad But, yeah, all right. So, all right, we're going now to Vegas. We got the Las Vegas Raiders, and we'll take that there. Tony, Las Vegas, what you got?
Thank you, Aaron, for not getting Dallas, because that was my pick. I gotta give Max Crosby hopefully a Robin. We'll see what he turns into. But right now, I think they can bring some glory back to black and silver, especially on that defensive side of the ball.
All right. Yep.
And yeah, Max Crosby is a critic of LeBron James like myself. So I need to give the boy some help in the name of narrative. We got to get him some help.
We done with LeBron.
Crazy on them, big bro.
All right, let's see. We got coming up now is the New Orleans Saints, and that picks belongs to me. The New Orleans, girl, call them Pelicans, Lord, the Saints. they're gonna draft Olu Fashanu. Out of Penn State University. All right. Moving on along, we got Indianapolis Colts coming up here, and we'll...
Not that the Colts need help with, but honestly, I'm going to give them a quarterback out of Iowa, Cooper Dejean.
Yeah, who was it?
That's how you say his name.
Cooper.
Cooper Dejean.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. For out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, they need that for sure. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right. Coming up now, we have the Seattle Seahawks at 16. And going. Ooh, who you got?
It helps to be off mute. There we go. So the Seattle Seahawks get a great value pick at 16, and they're able to pick up Michael Penix Jr. because they got a guy who ain't who's got to write home soon. So it's time to go ahead and grab a replacement. Other needs, of course, but if you have a guy to consider a year or two and possibly be your starter, then that's who you should get. And that's Michael Penix Jr., in my opinion. Great situation for him to walk into with some wonderful young receivers there.
You know my nephew there, cool. Our boy Sam Howell in Seattle, bro. No, they can't do that to my nephew.
Does Sam Howell have a playing style like Michael Penix Jr.?
I mean, not necessarily. But yeah,
Seattle would never have made the trade if they thought that Michael Penix Jr. would be there at 16. Just saying.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a really interesting. Yeah, that'd be interesting for sure. All right. So we got the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up here at 17. And Tony.
All right, fellas. Do forgive me. I did take a call, but I'm not sure if I'm. So who I had on the board, just who I thought it was going to be left, cornerback from Alabama, Terrion Arnold. I think the kid is tough, All-American. And plus, the Jaguars are going to need somebody to go to war with Stephon Diggs, the Texans over there, that new super team. So I think this kid is to come in and give them some instant results.
He said Terrion, the cornerback, right?
Yes, sir, from Alabama.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I'm just writing it all down. I'll make sure I got everything good. All right. So we got the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's funny because I when we do these mocks, it's always like I got like three people that I look because I figured this guy was gonna be off the board. It's almost to a point if he's here, you gotta get him, especially considering the fact everything turmoil that's going on with T. Higgins. You know, Ross, you're not gonna sign him to a long term deal. So give me Brian Thomas Jr., another wide receiver from LSU, both tackles. And I think that's
going to
happen for the Cincinnati Bengals team.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, and especially, you know, you got a guy, I think he's, what, 6'3", a little over 200. I think he's going to fit that bill, potentially, him and couple with another former LSU wide receiver and Jamar Chase. So definitely think that's going to be a good deal for them. All right, so we're moving on along now here on the mock. We had 19s already. All right, so we're going.
With the 19 overall pick, the Los Angeles Rams select Jerzon Johnny Newton out of Illinois. After losing Aaron Donald, you got to get somebody to replace. Not saying he's the next Aaron Donald, but he brings that that great pass rush and his explosive defensive lineman. He's 6'2", 304. I think he'd be a good fit for the Rams at this stage.
For sure. All right. And
the 20th overall pick. The Pittsburgh Steelers select Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle, Oregon State, 6'6", 324 pounds.
Okay.
80.5-inch wingspan. It's a big play. And Pittsburgh, if they could, they'd be draft a whole new line.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Let me see. All right. It's all right. We are at 20. Thank you. All right. Let's see. At number 21, the Miami Dolphins. What you got?
21, the Miami Dolphins. First of all, it don't matter who we pick because we can't Tyreek get all that damn money according to Mike McDaniel. So he need to lead the way. But I'm going to sneak up to the ACC here, big bro. I'm going to go with Grant Harden. The fans got to replace. In my notes, I had Connor Williams and Robert Hunt and losing them in free agency. So if they're going to put up another 70 burger, they're going to need somebody on that O-line to protect Tua and get that going on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, Ted. Let's see. Moving on along now here. At the number 22 overall pick. Oh, for some odd reason, we got some team from Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles. So let me get that queued up.
Draft steal. And I wish that you people were drafted. The Philadelphia Eagles select the number one corner, the number one rated corner in the draft. They're still there at pick 22, Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking him, bro. I think he just more of a finesse back. I think I don't want toughness.
4.33, 96. You know what I'm saying? 4.33, 40. So that's the thing. Yeah, got some finesse, but the man has hands. The man knows the angles. He knows how to play. And one thing that you can teach a brother when you put him around a bunch of corners that are physical and that got a little dog in him in a blue-collar city like Philadelphia, I'd be a little bit meaner. You taking that talent.
Yes. You sound biased. Oh. You sound biased, GM.
Hey, it is what it is. Hey, I mean, you know.
There could be a little bit of fandom, possibly. Possibly, you know. Still the right pick.
Same. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
All right. For sure. All right. So now we go to the Minnesota Vikings, and we'll get that going. And y'all done mess around and I got the steal of the draft. I can't believe he's still on this board. And it's funny because I'm like, all right, I thought this guy was going to be long gone because I was thinking he was going to be in that 8-9 conundrum with Jared Verse. I was like, oh, he may not be around. But, man, y'all done messed around got me Byron Murphy from Texas.
He in my backyard.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely did not think he was going to be around.
That was the other guy I was thinking about with that corner. With the way Bradbury out there looking like he about 1 year away from his body turning to dust. Like he in the Avengers Endgame.
You
need a corner.
And I thought that's where you were going to at first, Cooper, and you said cornerback. And I was like, phew, thank God. I like, because that would have been just like what you've been doing the last couple of years, getting these steals, getting, you know, the joint.
We got
I know what I'm saying. But that's what y'all do. Y'all just stockpile stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's what y'all
do. We just wait for everybody else to steal and let them drop because they're trying to draft whoever they love. And then we say, oh, that's the pick. That's the best player available. Let's get it.
Right. For sure. All right. So we got to talk a little Dallas football. So we're going to kick that intro here.
The team that everybody loves and hates, the 24th overall pick, the Dallas Cowboys pick, tackle guard, Troy Fanu, Washington.
Ooh.
I'm not mad at that. Surprised he's still on the board.
Yeah, because if he's still on the board for you on Thursday night, you better Jared put in that card right now.
I'm running to the booth myself.
Remind me next year, Coach, to bring my pen and paper, man. I should have been writing down these names. Y'all got Byron. I forgot about Byron, man.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I thought somebody was going to take Jared first. And I'm like, okay, well, Byron Murphy will be my backup. But then I started saying, I'm like, oh, hold on. Because everybody took my O-line guy. So I was like, yeah. At this point, you got to go for the best need, especially with Minnesota. And then, you know, who knows what Minnesota's going to do in real life on Thursday, which I don't think they're going to be where we picked, honestly, in my personal opinion.
Man, Keenan Mitchell's there at 22, our car need to go in the person right after they say 21. We should be in the, sure. the stage like.
Yeah. All right. So we got the Green Bay Packers. Let me get the sound going. What you got?
The 2025 Super Bowl champions, Green Bay Packers, will be selecting Tyler Guyton from my football college, OU, where a lot of my prospects come from. My heart is a receiver, but I think we're pretty good there. With we lost by Terry. We lost Runyon. Guyton. I like our offensive Zach Thomas. I was making notes. If we're going to go to the bowl, we got to build up from the trenches, build out from the trenches out. So I like that that we got Zach Tom. He's versatile. So I would like another versatile offensive lineman to protect Love as he leads my pack to the Super Bowl. So we're going to go with Tyler Guyton.
All right.
Fellas, put your money down. Just get your parlays.
Hey, no, Jonte. No, Jonte.
No old betting. No,
we're not betting on ourselves. in that way. All right.
That was dope.
We got to talk a little Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Get that going.
You look at Tampa Bay, what do they need? Well, they could use an edge rusher, but honestly, you need someone to protect the quarterback. So I'm going to be kind of boring and go with Graham Barton from Duke, offensive lineman.
I like that. Always some sneaky picks in the ACC.
I think you picked him, Tony.
Wait, what? I just heard
Dolphins.
If not, then it's center Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon.
Okay.
Who's the first guy you picked,
Aaron? Either way.
The first guy?
Huh?
I didn't hear the first name he picked. I don't think he picked my guy.
Who for Aaron? Some about who?
For Jordan. He said who did Jordan pick first.
Oh, yeah. So Jordan picked Graham Burton. From Duke.
Oh, yeah, I got Graham. Yes, that was my pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a little bit harder when nothing's written down. But honestly, that was the other guy I was looking at. So, yeah, we'll go with that for.
Yeah.
I'm willing to make a trade.
All right, let's talk a little Arizona Cardinals. Let me put that going here.
I can't believe this guy's still available with the 27th overall pick. We're picking edge rusher Jared Verse, Florida State.
He already went. He went ninth.
He went ninth
in Chicago. Yeah.
Man, that's my bad.
You good, bro.
Okay, my next guy is edge rusher Chop Robinson from Penn State.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I thought about him at Minnesota, too. I thought about him there, too. Cause he was like the combine darling from his foot position. All right. So
eighth pick in the NFL mock draft. The Buffalo Bills select Adonai Mitchell, 6'4". Wide receiver from the University of Texas. Them boys need wide receivers.
Yeah, you lose bad. What? Gabe and Steph?
Oof. Well, them boys need them boys bad.
Yeah, man. Shout out, I got Josh Allen. You know? The other Josh Allen, not the one from Jacksonville. But yeah.
Factoids.
All right. So what would a home team get this one with the Detroit Lions. I know I hate to do that to you, man.
Yeah, you gave me the Bears and the Lions, big bro.
I know.
Pick against my Super Bowl team and give them somebody generational. So for the Detroit Lions, I'm sorry, big bro, the Eagles, my big bro, the Eagles fan. What's your name again?
Cool.
My bad. I'm sorry, big bro. I didn't see you on the show 100 times. I should know better.
Are you good, bro?
You took my pick, bro. I thought the Detroit Lions may have made like a trade and gone at the Phoenix, especially with all of the contract issues with Yeah, I figured he would have been good, you know, a good backup to Jared Goff a couple years, let him develop. So I was scrambling. I'm like, so who else? Who else is on the board? I guess I could go with Top Robinson from Missouri. Did somebody take him? Defensive end?
He went to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as the bottom of the totem pole as well. Yeah. I was really banking on, I was like, I'm about to surprise everybody. It's going to be viral right here.
My bad, bro, but I mean, see, I don't need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah. I'm not. You can always pray
for Sam Howell.
Ew. I'm sorry, coach. I know that's nephew. I'll go with offensive lineman. I'll go with Amarius Mims go for Georgia.
Okay. A Georgia player not going to Philly. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you always go with all. Line, beef it up. So go ahead, Detroit.
What's up? So we got to talk a little Detroit, Baltimore, right?
You're looking at Baltimore. And thing is you look at what they did last year. They, you know, went to the playoffs, didn't go very far, but I look at their offensive line. They need more help. So who am I going to get? I'm going to give them Tyler Gotton, tackle from Oklahoma. You need somebody to protect, you know, their quarterback. So I'm going with him.
I took Tyler.
Then I will take Patrick Paul from Houston.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. Yeah, so Tyler's going to be a Super Bowl champion, Jordan. So we got that.
Well, I just want your picks, apparently. I'll go with Patrick Paul from Houston.
I'm not mad at that. That's a good pick.
Yeah, you will give me the 49ers as a Cowboys fan. Doesn't hurt. But I helped them out this one time. So with the 31st overall pick, the 49ers select Kingsley Somatau, BYU offensive tackle, who can play left or that right tackle. You know, Trent Williams is probably in his last 2 years in his career. Have a guy like Detroit as a Kingsley Somatau be the next guy that's up on the offensive line. I have him as a good fit there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And our final pick of our mock draft.
Final pick of the first round of the mock draft. I have the Kansas City Chiefs also filling a need at wide receiver with Ladd McConkey from Georgia. And you know what, Eagles fans be looking at them Georgia boys. But they need a guy who can catch the ball and run routes. They've been looking bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen with this Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, you know, with everything with Rashee Rice, we don't know how that's going to play out. So, yeah, they definitely are in need of wide receiver help even before that happened. But, you know, yeah, for sure. So, I definitely got to give a huge shout-out to a couple people who are checking us out. Definitely shout-out to our guy, Coach Ship. Definitely appreciate you for tuning in, checking us out. All right. And then I got Tyler, T.I. What's going on?
T.I. We go see T.I. on Thursday.
Okay. Oh, it's on there. It's on. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to let it be a surprise for you, but I ain't want to do you like that because I know I don't want to do it like that.
And I was like, T.I. Oh, for sure. Big time. And Nate Wiggins, But yeah, man, another great mock draft. Definitely huge shout out to everybody checking this out tonight here on there. So what we'll do, we'll go around the horn, just social media, anything upcoming, draft plans, whatever, put it out there as well as on here. So I'm going to you first, Aaron. What you got?
What's going on? So I appreciate you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. This is a great show. But go follow me at AaronB901 on Twitter, and also follow Tacos and Touchdown Live at Tacos and Touchdowns on Twitter, X, and on Facebook. And we do have a show on Wednesday, a pre-draft show with my guy, James Espinoza, who's a radio host in Corpus Christi. We're going to be talking about some Dallas Cowboy draft talk, but I appreciate you for having me on the show.
For sure. Appreciate it as well. What you got, Tony?
It's your boy, Tony the Savant, man. You can find me on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just always working, man. And I appreciate you, Coach, man. You know, you family, man. I love coming up on the show. Always meeting other great minds on this show. Gentlemen, I just want to throw this out there. This draft, if everybody picks how we just picked, we might get an interesting NFL in the upcoming years, but I don't think it's going to go like this. So be prepared for some heartbreak. You know, if your favorite team don't get who you thought they was going to get.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What you got, Cool?
Man. All right. I got to take a breath first. I'm only going to give you a part of it because I want to overload everybody. So tomorrow night, Eagles Elite Podcast. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, actually, Wednesday night. Excuse me. Not tomorrow. Wednesday. Tomorrow, if you go on there, ain't going to be none of old shows. But Wednesday night, because I'm a day ahead. I don't know why. Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. YouTube.com/@EaglesElitePodcast. We're going to be talking about everything draft. We might even talk about a few other teams since, draft's coming. But mainly, that's what we're there for. Then Thursday night, YouTube.com/@RealPlayCallers. You won't see us Friday, but we're going to be on for the entirety of the first round of the NFL draft. A couple of special guests. Some people didn't reach out. Some people did. So the ones that said they want to come on, cool. You know, if you're interested, maybe coming on talking a little bit. Hey, just follow me. Hit me up on Facebook, Cool McCain. See. But yeah, we're going to cover the entirety of the first round.
I'll be there. This was this like your fourth or fifth annual.
I mean, it's like the maybe more. I don't know. It would be must see television. Quick story. So when we drafted Jalen Reagor in the first round, when JJ Jefferson was sitting there, when the Jets were sitting there, I was like, I didn't recover to like the third round, bro. I didn't even remember drafting Jalen Hurts. I was so mad.
Be like that, though. And if the Commanders draft JJ McCarthy and we're live, oh no, something's gonna be broken.
It's gonna go viral.
Yes, things will be destroyed. All right, what you got, Jordan?
So you can follow me at SportsScoop1. I have a blog that I write at sports-scoop.com. Also, I have my own show, which is just Colorado-based, and it's under review.
All right. Once again, yeah, so definitely we put our GM caps on tonight. And like you said, like Tony said, we accurately mock this draft. Yeah, you know. We for sure. But once again, definitely appreciate you fellas for coming on and coming on to this mock draft. Definitely wishing everyone a very merry draft weekend starting on Thursday. It's an unofficial holiday for many of us, and some, you know, are stockpiling for the future, for contending. Some are rebuilding. Some are, we all are different phases of this draft, but just enjoy it. You know, all it comes to once a year, and enjoy all of it. So, you know, we will definitely catch you guys. We'll be back live here on Wednesday, here on Couch Coach Live. Man, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. And we're out.